Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am completely delighted to be able to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, as per usual, and we're going to start now. So please take your seat, get settled, sit on the floor if you like, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And a chair is also excellent. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And by the way, if you prefer a chair, it can be helpful to have your knees at the same height as your hips, your hip bones. So to do that, you might need to put a cushion under your feet. So something to think about. And as you get settled, I want to share with you something that came up during a discussion within the Open Heart Project Sangha. Sangha is a Sanskrit word for community. And it is the smaller group that practices within the Open Heart Project, people who want to take their practice the next step, and you are warmly, deeply, passionately invited to join. But that's not the point here. The point is, in our monthly check-in just a few days ago, someone asked the question, how is it possible to be gentle and disciplined at the same time? Because as you may know or will find out in your meditation practice, the most important quality to bring to it is gentleness. It is the practice of gentleness, of extending gentleness and softness and kindness to yourself, which naturally gives rise to the capacity to be gentle and kind and soft toward others. However, at the same time, it is a discipline, and we have to be precise and determined and committed in order to make our discipline work. In other words, you have to get to the cushion and do the practice. And then the gentleness part comes in. So her question, quite sensibly, was, how can you do both? How can you be gentle and disciplined at the same time? Because sometimes to get ourselves to meditate or do other things that are good for us, we have to take a little bit of a harder stance. So the answer that I gave is that the most important discipline of all is the discipline of gentleness. And so if you're having trouble getting to your cushion, if you're having trouble making your practice be consistent, who doesn't? I do, everyone does. The first discipline to practice is the discipline of gentleness toward yourself, to be kind to yourself, to be appreciative of your own efforts, and to soften toward your experience. So here, being gentle to yourself doesn't mean letting yourself off the hook necessarily, or going, oh, poor baby, you have so much to do, don't worry about it. It doesn't mean coddling or being a wuss. It means instead to allow your feelings to be as they are. So what that means here is you want to practice, you don't practice, you feel bad about practicing. Instead of saying, yeah, you better do it better next time, instead you allow yourself to feel what it feels like to feel bad about this. So I don't know about you, but for me, it could feel kind of burning or heavy, like suddenly someone set something down on my shoulders. And so I allow myself to feel bad, but not the story of the badness, which is you never do the things you say you're going to do. Not that, just the sensation itself. Allow that, open to that, let that be there. That is what tends to metabolize it more readily. And the next day, simply try again. So that's all I'm going to say on that. But just to reiterate, we can be gentle and we can be disciplined. And the very first discipline to master, and perhaps the most important discipline of all, is the discipline of gentleness and kindness toward yourself, which simply means allowing your experience to be what it is. So here we go. Let's practice. Begin your practice, please, by sitting up straight, what we call taking a good seat. And let there be a sense of precision and attentiveness and sharpness in your posture itself, like, here I am. I am about to meditate. I am not confused. This is what I am doing. So sort of feel a surge of certainty and definitiveness in your body. Which is most easily contacted through sitting up straight. And at the same time, let your belly soften and your heart and lungs and throat and connect too with this sense of soft openness that is most easily contacted through the front body. And right here, we can see what it feels like to combine precision and strength and softness, gentleness, just in our own bodies. We're not making anything up. Let's just can feel it. The hands can rest palms down just above the knee. And let the shoulders relax too. Imagine a kind of open radiance in your heart area. And that as you sit without trying or thinking about it, warmth and light emanate in all directions. Arising from your own basic goodness and extending out to fill the space you're in and beyond. The mouth is closed. Because you don't have to say anything. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open because this is a practice of wakefulness. So the eyes are open and the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters approximately, or what would be there if you could see that far. So let the eyes be soft, 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 soft. And notice that you are breathing. Feel your body breathe. You're alive. And every breath is a kind of gathering in. On the inhale, and a letting go on the exhale. So let your attention ride this sensation of breath coming in and flowing out. Your mind will continue to think things because that is what it does. So thank you very much. But in meditation, we don't have to follow those thoughts. Imagine they're just like train cars going by, one after the other, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. But you sit here on the ground with me, with each other, and as it all goes by, we just stay with our breath. And if you notice that you hop on the train and go for a ride, no problem. As soon as you notice, just hop off. Sit back down, as it were, and begin again, riding the breath, feeling the breath coming in and flowing out. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing together.